Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you all had a great break and Easter celebration, if you celebrate. Personally, I think that Easter is one of my favorite times in the church. I love when I walk into Mass on Easter Sunday and the mood is just so bright and filled with joy. It feels extra incredible because we are finishing the season of Lent, and 2 days ago before is Good Friday. These times can often be associated with more somber feelings as we recognize the suffering leading up to the resurrection. But on the day of Easter, we are finally able to celebrate the greatness of Jesus in his resurrection and truly recognize all that God can do. I don't think that I need to say this, but I will reiterate that God can do incredible things. We see this in the first reading that showcases how, through God, Peter, a seemingly regular person, was able to heal someone of their disability. I don't know about you, but that's not something that I see every day. Furthermore, through the resurrection of Jesus, we are able to see one of the greatest uses of God's power. After all, we often think of death as a final thing, and yet Jesus proved this theory wrong. He was able to defy all logic and expectations and rise from the dead. He was able to show to everyone who thought they had destroyed him that he would rise up even greater. Yeah, that's pretty amazing and definitely a cause of joy in my opinion. God never fails to amaze us. So why is it that when we are struggling, we don't immediately know that things will get so much better because God is on our side? Well, I wish it was that easy. Unfortunately, what truly happens is usually the opposite of this. In our hardest times, it becomes the hardest to see God. I certainly know this to be true in my own experiences. During the summer of 2020, I went through one of the hardest periods of anxiety in my life. The kind of situation where you wake up and immediately are hit with an overwhelming wave of anxiety. The kind of situation where you still want to live, but you don't want to have to live the way that you are now. That was me. This feeling was so overwhelming that I felt no hope. Had I been through similar times before? Yes. And had things always gotten better? Yes. But it's really easy to forget that when the overwhelming feelings take control. When I look back on this moment, I know that it made me stronger, and I could see clearly now that God was on my side through it all. But at the time, I felt like God wasn't listening to my prayers. I didn't understand how God could be present if things continued to be that bad. Another situation that I can think about that relates to this is how much I begged and begged God to give me some friends already. All throughout high school into my beginning of college, I felt extremely lonely, and I could never find a friend who would stick. I have no idea how many times I asked God to give me a friend. Little did I know that he was waiting to give me the best friends that I could ever ask for in my junior year of college. God had a plan all along, and yet every time that another friend fell through, I was so frustrated that God was not by my side. In the gospel, the two people who are walking to Emmaus don't recognize that Jesus was the one that they were talking to the whole time, that Jesus was literally walking alongside them. It must have been hard for them to take their mind off of everything that had been going on. Imagine that there is someone who brings so much hope and then you see them die on a cross. On top of that, people are saying that he rose from the dead. That's a lot to take in. So it makes sense that in this time of great chaos and stress, that they wouldn't realize that God was with them the whole time. Like I said, when we are struggling, it is harder for us to open ourselves up to see God because we are so distracted with everything else. However, like the Emmaus story and like the stories that I told you, God remains by our side even when we can't see him. God will always be there with us, even when we can't yet see it. There is a poem that perhaps many of you are familiar with called Footprints in the Sand. I really like this poem. It describes how, looking back on the narrator's life, they see two sets of footprints in the sand, one being his and one being the footprints of God, as they went throughout their life. However, during the hardest parts of their life, God's footprints are no longer present. This is frustrating to the narrator because they feel as though God has abandoned them, much like I did. However, it turns out that during those hard times, God's footsteps were not present because God was carrying the narrator through these moments. God might not always be present in the ways that we expect, but he is always there. Furthermore, even when it is hard to see God walking with us, we can always find hints that help us recognize that he is there, even if just for a small moment. In the Emmaus story, it is in the breaking of the bread that the two people recognize the presence of Jesus. In one small act, Jesus' presence is revealed. In my own story, it was in the moment that I was able to have a good day here and there. These moments may be small and infrequent. They may be hard to spot, but there can always be ways to see God even when there are other forces that do not want us to. I want to be able to say that things will get better and to have everyone simply believe that and automatically feel better, but I know very well that is not how things work. I can tell you, however, that things did get better for me, and I know that God was present the whole time, even if I didn't know it at the time. I can say that God is with you even when you can't see it. I could say that there will be moments to look out for where you can get a glimpse of God's presence. After all, when someone is born disabled, they probably think there is no way that they will ever be able-bodied. When someone dies, nobody thinks that they will rise from the dead and be walking right next to them. It is not easy to think that things will get better, but if anyone can make it possible, it would definitely be God.